enjoyed the game. I thought we played really well. I thought we would have liked to obviously have 2 points, but we didn't. But there was a lot of good things that took out of our game with our play. I thought our players were really good. We saw a lot of A games, in my opinion, from our guys, and I thought their resiliency was real good. I thought Blake Wheeler was the best player on the ice for both teams by far. And I thought it was a well-played game. It was a well-played chess match. It was wasn't a lot of pace of the game. There were some things that was, you know, through the neutral zone the first period was a little tough. But it was a tactical game. And from that standpoint, I thought it was good. We would have liked to have two, but I don't think we're really disappointed in the one.
Is this a game that a month, 6 weeks ago, you come back and get into? Or does this show how much you've progressed in one of the top five, four teams in the Western Conference is up 2-0 against you and you don't go away, you stick around?
I think what it tells our team really is it tells us what we can be when we all play well. That's what it tells me. So to me, the game that we played today is an identifying, I don't know if it's an identifying moment, but it's an identifying game where we can sit and say, look, that's one of the better games I've seen us play. That's our A game. And now we know where the bar is. That's the way that I would measure games like this. And sometimes you wait a long time to see that game. Sometimes you see it after 20, 25 games, you know. Sometimes you wait till now, you know. And I'm happy we got one. We got a game like this. We played pretty well.
You're not saying that's the best game you've played all year, are
you? Well, we've played different games. It wasn't that type of game. Like, we've played some good games where it's been faster and quicker and good scoring chances and stuff, but this wasn't that type of game. We could have lost this game, you know. We were down 2-0. We stuck with it. There's a lot of things I liked about this game. You know, we were really engaged in the game mentally, and that's what I really liked. From the get-go, right from the start, we did what we wanted to do in the first. We played how we wanted to play. We outshot them, and we're down 2-0. And I thought, boy, this is an easy game. Like, 2 weeks ago, we could have got demoralized really poorly in this game, but we didn't. And I think we regrouped. We stuck with it. We got rewarded. It was 2-2. So from that standpoint, for me, all around, was a really good game. It was a chess match. It wasn't a fast game, but it was a chess match.
Can you elaborate a little bit on calling it a chess match, like the line matching?
Well, yeah, because he wanted, there's some different things, you know, and both of us were kind of watching and trying to stuff, do different things. I wanted to get Slater out against Backus. I think he wanted to get Backus out against Little, and he was trying to get Little's line. He was trying to control Little's line, Wheeler, Ladd, those guys, because they were getting some good scoring chances. And, but you know, so there was a lot of that going on in the game, and that was the fun part of it, coaching-wise. You know, can you get your guys out there or not? And sometimes you get long shifts and you're overlapping, so you got to make sure that you're on top of things. But I thought our guys were really responsible, and I knew they play responsible. That's how he coaches, you know. So I thought that was a fun part of it. There was a lot of activity there with the line matchups and the D pairs and stuff like that.
Is this the best game you've seen played? I know he's been hot lately, but is this the best you've seen him play?
He's had some good games of late. I can give him that much, but this is one of the better games. Yeah, I don't know. He was really good. He was, to me, the best player, and he was dangerous. When he got on the ice, he was dangerous. He was dangerous all the time, and he's a hard man to control when he skates like that. He's got reach. You know, dings went off the post, and scores two, and pretty much the best game I've seen him play. That's a heck of an A game for me. With him. I tell you, what I really like, and this is what happens when you get young players, is when you see the growth of a young player like him, you know, just coming into his own. That's the fun part when you watch that, you know. I think that's a really fun part.
You say 2 weeks ago you might have got demoralized now. What's changed?
You know what? I think it's just a belief system, and I think that's attached to confidence. I really can't say this is exactly what's changed, you know. It's not like we coach different or whatever. We play a little different, but I think what's changed is that we're a confident group now. We think we can score, and whether that's because of the play of some people or whatever, it's, you know, I think that's probably what has changed the most is our confidence level.
You went with Mason, and in a game like that, where that particular 15 shots in regulation, something like that, is that almost a better game for him to have played? than Pavlik, and Pavlik just doesn't bring Pavlik's rhythm or his confidence, and you can get him in there against Edmonton, who's a team that's going to get probably get more shots.
Well, that's a good question, you know, but I would look at it from, this is a good, games like this are really hard to play for a goalie, because, and not only that, but you give up six shots in the first, you're down 2-0, you don't feel great about things, and it's like, you know, it's a really hard game, and it's hard to focus, for me, a guy like Chris Mason, with his experience, and this is exactly, this is a jewel of a game for him. Tough to play, really hard to stay focused, and no rhythm, no nothing, and, you know, not a lot of shots and stuff like that, yet you still, and every shot is just crucial. His maturity for me, and he's a battler, his maturity for me really, really takes hold. And those are good games for guys like Pavlik to experience as well when they're hard to get into, you know, but for Mason, I thought he was really good, and I thought that his maturity for me really showed in this game.
He says he would have preferred the shots being the other way around.
They always do, goalies. They always do. They always want 35 shots. I got to find a way to coach that way. Let's give up 35, 40 shots and let's win every night.
Well, one of the things that Blake has said about why he's playing well now is because he said he's not worried about what his role is on the team. He's going to buy it for him. It gives him a mental kind of piece of mind coming to ring knowing he's got a responsibility and he's going to talk to you. Can you tell us how you would have communicated what that role is to? Or is it just...
Well, I haven't really, you know. Like, I'd like to be able to give myself credit, but I'm just not going to take the credit. The credit belongs to him, really. It's just the evolution of a player for me. His maturity has just come through, and the opportunity on our team existed where he might get more minutes, more time, and maybe be a top six forward. That's just the way our team was, and that's what we had, and he's taken advantage of it. You know, that door is open for everybody. When you play like that, you're going to plow your way right through it. I think that's what he's done, you know. I think, but that's what, to me, the statement you talked about, that he doesn't worry about his role, that goes to tell you what worry, when you worry as a player, it's not good. That's not a good emotion, frustration, worry. That's why, you know, it's silly as it sounds, you know, you want your mind to be free, especially when you're going into the playoffs and stuff, and because it's that clarity you need. The worry is not great. Frustration is the same. You know, those are emotions you don't want. And he doesn't have it because he's playing so well. He looks forward to playing. So you got confidence in there and other positive emotions.
When it was down to, can you just take us in the room a bit, what you might have said?
You guys in the room, you always want to know what was said in the room and how many bats did I take out to beat up who and stuff like that. We just had a short conversation. I didn't have to say too much with the guys. The guys are mature players. They've been there. They know what's going on. Didn't have to say too much. I certainly wasn't yelling at him. It was peaceful. I was blowing him kisses. Thanks, guys.
Have a good day off tomorrow.
Well, yeah, our day off. Sorry.
So, nothing tomorrow. 10:30 morning skate on Monday morning. Okay, thanks, guys.
Sorry, I missed that.